So much is at stake when fires burn communities. So today, our environmental prayer focus are the current fires that are happening in our state, fire prevention and arsonists. Properties, possessions, animals, buildings, and people can be harmed or worse, destroyed. Insurance premiums increase or in some cases stop altogether. Rebuilding may or may not occur. Finances, future, and friends could all be changed. Those that start fires, intentionally or accidentally, alter the lives of so many. The U.S. Fire Administration started a national initiative called Fire is Everyone's Fight. Their aim is to unite the fire service, life safety organizations, and professionals to reduce home fire injuries, deaths, and property loss by changing how people think about fire and fire prevention. On their website, they list many ways to prevent fires. We recommend you check it out. It might actually help you prevent or safeguard your home and property and possessions. So let's stop and pray for the current fires in our state to be contained, for arsonists to be caught, for people to be educated on how to prevent fires and safeguard properties. Father, we thank you that you too can start fires. But we lift up, first of all, the fires that are currently raging in our state and potentially could start over the next several months. We pray that they would be contained quickly. We pray that arsonists would be found if there were some. And if it was done accidentally, that people would educate and be educated on how to safeguard and prevent that from happening. We come against those that allow their children to play with fire things. We pray, God, that they would teach them how not to experiment with fire. We pray for parents and homeowners and property owners to look at ways to keep fire things at home, smoke alarms checked, and having a supply of ways to put out fires. We pray for construction site that they would put in safeguards if there was a fire that started from equipment being used improperly or accidentally hit something that sparked a flame. We pray for the houses of worship to be protected from fire and that they too would do all that's required by the fire marshal to protect their building and have a plan on what to do in the event that there is one. The same goes for schools. We pray for the protection of children in the event of a fire. We ask God that the schools, the administration, and the maintenance people all make sure that it is prepared for one in the event one happens and that the drills would be taken seriously. We pray for parents and caregivers to deter children from experimenting with fire, to give them the fear of God, Lord, when they see matches or anything that starts fires. Gasoline, you name it. We pray for the protection of vacation homes and rentals, especially when they are abandoned. So we also lift up vacant buildings and homeless communities, that these people would be protected, the place is protected, and arsonists would stay away from these buildings. We pray also, especially for fires that potentially could start in an apartment or a condo. Had personal experience with that. We pray, Father, that they won't spread, that people will do whatever is necessary to help stop it, and that the fire department and all those involved would be able to get there quickly and access it. We pray, Father, also and lift up that people would watch, be very careful when they're out in the forest areas and cautious of how they park their cars, where they park them so it doesn't spark a fire. For any outdoor grilling and fire pits, even in suburbia, we pray people will take the right steps to keep it from burning out of control. We pray against the vehicle fires from spreading as well, and that people would know what to do. And then we also pray that arsonists would be stopped before even starting one, and there would be quick containment for those started by accident and for those intended for harm. We thank you that the fire season so far has not been horrible, at least in our county. We thank you for all the ones that have been contained quickly. And now we pray for the rest to also be 100% contained and people find ways to be able to rebuild. In Jesus' name.